Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer, celebrating 100 years of history at the nation's largest military installation. I'm Elizabeth Friend. The 4th of July is a big deal at Fort Bragg, where the annual concert and fireworks display regularly draws a crowd of 40,000. Danny Sheckles has 22 years of experience as a pyrotechnician. He's been a support technician for Fort Bragg's display for the past 4 years. This year, he's stepping up to serve as lead tech, responsible for planning, loading, and deploying hundreds of fireworks in the 20-minute finale to the 4th.
I'm an educator, and I teach at our local high school and community college, and having the summers off made it very easy for me to work shooting fireworks. The company is always looking for folks that has that availability during the summer or that can get off fairly easy. So they recruit educators, firemen, police officers, EMS folks to go out and shoot these shows. So being a teacher made it really easy. I shoot approximately 40 shows per year. Planning actually begins July the 5th for the next year. We'll start working on little things that would tweak to make that show a little bit better. But for the lead technician, it begins around the end of March and will continue on through the July 4th show. Shooting fireworks, it's really rewarding, you know, like this brings a little kid out in you where you can get to go out and blow things up, you know. It's exciting to know that you have a lot of explosives that you can put in the air for entertainment. You know, at the end of the show, when the last shot has gone off and the crowd starts, you know, this thunderous applause, it's just like being an entertainer. That's what I think entertainers work for, is to get that approval, that applause. And it's just like a mad rush that comes through you. Now we're doing checklists to make sure we have everything packed. It's sort of like Christmas. We make the list, check it twice. Make sure we don't lose or leave anything that's needed. And then we'll be there on July the 1st, ready to go.
For Danny, the sense of pride and reverence for history at Bragg make the annual event more poignant. He recalls his own pride when one of his crew members was presented with a challenge coin, honoring his service in the 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment. Known as the Old Guard, it is the oldest active-duty infantry unit in the Army, serving as escort to the President.
In 2015, I had a crew member that was stationed at Fort Myer that took some time off. He was a member of the Old Guard, and he came down, and the fire chief there at Fort Bragg found out that he was serving in the Old Guard. His father had served in the Old Guard. So he came to our show site and coined this crew member. It was a challenge coin process that we never saw that was just impressive. It was very impressive. I think just seeing one military member recognizing the efforts of another military member, you know, because it's an honor to be assigned to the Old Guard, just to be a part of that and to witness that was just unbelievable. Everybody loves going to Fort Bragg. All the crew leaders that's been there, so it's been one of the rewarding experiences. And I think it's just because of the hospitality and the location and, you know, the rich history, military history there.
Danny Sheckles lives in Jacksboro, Tennessee. His story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. If you have a Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, you can find a link at wunc.org.